Joining us in the studio at this time, we have a couple of folks from Diverse Options, Mary Robichaud and Noreen Johnson. Ladies, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Now, you have a bunch of stuff to talk about, so I don't want to, who wants to take the lead? Do you want to take the lead on this, Mary?
I sure will. The first thing we want to talk about is we have a couple brat fries coming up for fundraising events. The first one coming up is on June 4th. And that'll be take place in the Ace Hardware parking lot from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. So we will be doing some deliveries and some for larger orders for the businesses and stuff. So if anyone wants to take advantage of that, you can give us a call or give me a call at Diverse Options at 748-6387. Otherwise, just stop on out to Ace Hardware and pick up your lunch.
Is there a cutoff date for calling those in? Or
Just June 3rd, just the day before. Okay. We'd like to have them the day before. We've gotten a few of them in already, so hopefully it'll be a very busy day.
I haven't looked at my calendar yet. It's
A Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
June 4th is a Thursday, yep.
All right. Time to flip the calendar over, so anyway.
All right, our next brat fry after that will be on July 8th. This is our annual brat fry, our third annual that we do every year at the Emmanuel United Methodist Church down on West Fond du Lac Street. And that'll also be from 10:30 to 1:30. And we'll do the same pre-orders for and delivery for large orders if anyone wants to get in on that. We'll also be joined by the Rip and Cheer Squad. And they'll be doing I think they're doing a bake sale fundraiser this year. Okay. So we'll have all that going on.
All right. So people will get their share of brats, right?
I hope so. It's summertime. You never have enough brats in Wisconsin in the summertime, right?
So do you have some people that can cook brats for you, or do you have somebody do that for you?
We have a couple folks at Diverse Options that help us out with the cooking.
Okay.
Yeah, we can always, you know, twist arms and get someone to help us out.
No.
No?
You know,
you're not gonna.
with me on the grill, it's, you know, it depends on the day. Some days I'm spot on, and other days you're going to get charcoal briquettes. So.
We don't want that.
All right.
Only come on a spot on day.
Right. All right, what do you got for us, Noreen?
All right, so this summer we have our third year of doing the summer program. Our summer program is called Empowered Me. And we have a new classroom that was built through a grant from the Otto Bremer Trust through the Oshkosh Foundation. So we appreciate them and their support of Diverse Options. Our Empowered Me program is a dynamic summer program for the youth and young adults with diverse abilities to build social, emotional, and life skills, connect with the community, form meaningful relationships, and explore employment skills, all in small group settings led by well-trained staff. So it is for folks ages 14 to 25 at the moment. If you are interested in more information with that, you would contact Vun at 748-6387, extension 122. And some of the programs that some of the modules will include learning about emotions, communication, bully prevention, healthy lifestyle, money management and budgeting, self-awareness, social relationships, job preference and expectations, values, and safety and emergencies. So every day the youth will come, they will have a little class time, and then they will head out into the community for varying field trips and integration into the community. So it's a great program.
I hate to make an assumption, but is this going to be at Diverse Options in Ripon?
Yes, the classrooms are our classrooms at Diverse Options. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we take them out, and we have our buses and vans and take them out with our staff. And then we bring them back at the end of the day. So we provide transportation to and from their homes. And we should cover, we don't.
Well, Mary, go ahead. I mean, we want to get the right information.
I don't think that we're doing transportation this year. We have in the past because we've had some students that were, out.
Okay.
Like Marquez and surrounding areas. But I don't think that's an option this year.
You're talking about
transportation.
From Diverse Options or to Diverse Options?
for the students to come and participate in the program. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're doing transportation for that this year, but
okay.
Obviously, you'd want to call Vaughn and find out all the information on that.
But if you have a field trip, that would be a different
story.
Yeah,
that's all. Yes. That's yes for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
We got it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you don't see the school systems providing busing during the summer school, so
yeah. I mean, that's something we've offered in the past. I just don't. From what I've heard, I don't think that's happening this year. But
okay,
it is a great program, and it gets the kids, gives them something to do, and it gets them out in the community and doing really cool, interesting things.
Mm-hmm. The teachers love it because then the students are still in that school mode, even though it's more low-key. So it's easier to get them back into the school system, too.
Noreen, how many days a week did you say that is?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it runs from when until when?
That is June 8th through August 21st.
Wow. Almost right up to when school starts. So.
Yep.
It'll take most of the summer. So,
and if they need to take off for vacation, just keep in touch with us. So.
They're not going to be graded, in other words. It's like auditing a class, right?
Yes. So, the other thing I'd like to say is that on August 12th, we're having an art show over at Ripon College. So just put that on your radars and come check it out when it comes closer to that time.
So that would be art by some of the folks that you provide services to, right?
Correct. Yeah. And possibly staff also, but... Mm-hmm. We did it last year, and it turned out really well. It was amazing in that gallery. So
yeah, we take over the whole K-Sticker Gallery at Ripon College, and it was just really a really cool experience. We had some of our team members there, and they got to talk about their art to people in the community who came in and mm-hmm. and to view the show. So it was very cool.
Okay,
we got time for one more thing, or
yeah, go okay. ahead.
Along with the art show, we're also going to have kind of a mini art show display at the Ripon Hospital. They're doing a program where they promote art in the community, so mm-hmm. they get student groups and whatnot to display. So we're going to have 15 pieces of art on display for the month of August at the hospital.
Nice.
So, I'm not sure about where it's at. I think it's, a certain hallway they have designated. But and there will be a small reception to introduce it. I'm just not sure of the date right now. But so August is going to be our art month, I guess.
I'm sure SSM Health will give us more information on that as it approaches.
Yes.
So
yep.
But anything else?
I think we're good.
All right. Just to remind folks, the... Two dates for the Brat Prize are June 3rd and June 8th.
June 4th.
June 4th.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I was thinking of the deadline for calling.
The deadline,
June 4th at Ace Hardware.
Yes.
And June 8th at United Methodist
July
Church.
July 8th.
July 8th.
At the Methodist Church, correct.
I knew I heard that wrong. I was thinking, why are you having the Brat Prize 2 days, 4 days apart, But
yeah.
Anyway, okay. A good thing
June
I
4th, July 8th.
There we go. All right. A few days after the 4th and then actually on the 4th, but June. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Mary Robichaud, Noreen Johnson, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Both of these ladies are from Diverse Options in Ripon. We appreciate them joining us.